PG&E has now started turning off power in the North Bay in the latest round of shutoffs meant to prevent wildfires. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub is in the North Bay this morning and joins us live with the very latest.
Susan, those power shutoffs have taken place in these areas. They're all east of Highway 101. Calistoga, areas east of Windsor. Calistoga, of course, is in Napa County. Areas east of Windsor, all of Kenwood, Glen Ellen, along the Highway 12 corridor. That's the fourth power outage in that area since October. In all, PG&E had said they intended to turn off power to some 19,200 customers, impacting about 60,000 people. Now, PG&E says it expects to turn off the electricity entirely to all of those folks by 10 a.m., just as high winds are set to pick up. And, of course, that has real impacts on real people. Kayla works at a Starbucks, and she says during the last blackout,
my daughter got sick because we didn't have any heat, and so she ended up getting croup and rushed her to the ER. And it's hard.
Richard Ignizio says he didn't lose power in Santa Rosa last time, but a lot of his friends did.
A lot of them have lost everything in their freezer, refrigerator, a lot of food. And some of these people are on limited income, so that food is not easily replaced.
These current outages could have been larger. Midday yesterday, PG&E had told us they plan to shut off power to twice as many people in Sonoma County. There is one school closure. It is a Maria Carrillo High School in Santa Rosa. Reporting live in Cotati, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.